You are listening to Limiting the Negative Mind on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu. Today we are going to do the 16 personalities test, and I have my girlfriend that's going to do the test with me. We're going to both do the test and go over the whole thing. I hope you will do it too, so first, we are going to go to the website. It is 16 personalities test. Just search that. And then the first thing is called www.16personalities.com. This test is only 12 minutes long. Just remember to be yourself and try as best you can to complete it all. And it's okay if you can't answer it. Just put the neutral if you don't know the answer. This test will give you 7 different bubbles to choose from. The first bubble is that you strongly agree, so it's like 100%. And then the second is 75, 25, and then there's neutral. And then it goes to the other spectrum of disagree, the same thing. So are you ready to start?
Yeah.
Okay. First question is, do you enjoy vibrant social events with lots of people? What do you think?
I do not.
You don't?
No. What about you?
I don't know. It depends. If it's like a work thing, I usually won't go. Because like when I worked at my winery, you know how they had like these fancy dinners?
That
I was supposed to go to? I'd like not.
We never went.
Yeah, I never went.
Yeah, I know. Why?
Well, because like, they're all, like, over 21, and it was a wine thing, and I just felt awkward.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I'll say disagree.
Well, that's different. So, like, say they're your age, like, any social event. Not just your work parties.
I don't know. I usually, like, just small group. Okay, so, yeah, disagree. Second one is, you often spend time exploring unrealistic yet intriguing ideas.
Intriguing. So, I don't know. You answer that one first.
I mean, I guess.
I'll say in my mind, yes.
Yeah, obviously it's in your mind.
Yes, I do. I do, yeah. Yeah. I put the second bubble on agree.
Yeah, me too. Third one is your travel plans are more likely to look like rough list of ideas than a detailed itinerary.
Itinerary. And, I don't know. I haven't really been on a vacation in a while. But I am pretty organized and I feel like I'd like to have, like, a set plan.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I guess I'll put the which one's that?
25% disagree.
Yeah. 25, okay. Go.
Yeah. I say agree, because you know how.
Yeah, you like to do things by
spontaneous.
Yeah, spontaneously, there you go. So, agree?
Yeah, I pick agree.
All right.
Stop correcting my words. I know how to know I don't know how to pronounce.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. You often think about what you should have said in a conversation long after it had taken place.
I definitely agree with that one. Who doesn't do that
though? Well, I mean, sometimes I think about, you know, arguments with like my friends and stuff and how it should have been.
Well, yeah, different. That's what I'm saying. Who doesn't do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Even like when I've talked to somebody at work or something.
Yeah.
Should have been like, oh, why didn't I bring this up? Why didn't I talk about it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I should have been like more tougher or something. I don't know.
Okay. So I agree.
Okay. Me too. If your friend is sad about something, your first instinct is to support them emotionally and not try to solve their problem.
Yeah, I mean, I would want to support them, but I also am a huge problem solver.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna do,
I think you problem solve more than.
I'm gonna do the second to last.
Well, for me, I usually catch myself to try to solve their problem, but then I'm like, oh, you shouldn't do that. Always support them emotionally. Like, that's what I want to do.
Okay.
But,
so I guess. You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
People can rarely upset you.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think, yeah. People do upset me. Well, more disappoint.
I think that are they asking, like, are you sensitive? That's how I'm taking it.
Is testing to see if you are sensitive.
Well, that's how I'm taking this. People can rarely. I'm just going to, I don't know, so I'm going to put the middle. I don't think so.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying. I, like, really don't know. I mean, if so, it's like, yeah, I don't know. What about you?
Well, I mean, you often say, I don't care, but you do, you know? Yeah. Like, people disappoint you. They don't exceed your expectations.
Well, duh, yeah.
So that's for me, for sure, but, like,
upsetting. But that's not upsetting to me. That's just, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Then, like, you don't need to be in my life. I'm not going to waste time being sad and upset about somebody. So I guess that does answer it. People don't really upset
25%
me.
25% for me. I don't know. I am pretty sensitive.
Yeah, you are. So am I, though.
But. Probably I'm pretty in 50%.
Whatever.
Okay. You often rely on other people to be the ones to start a conversation and keep it going.
This one.
Do you depend on me to start the conversation?
No, you know I do whenever we have people over. I'm always out here talking to everybody and you just sit there quietly. It's really
okay,
annoying.
After a while, then I'll be like the main person.
It's exhausting. So, yeah.
Okay.
I guess, I'm saying, like, when I, because I do that a lot. I don't want things to feel awkward, so I always try and keep a conversation going.
Well, me too.
So, a new conversation. So, I guess I'm going to disagree with this one because I don't really rely on people to do it. I'm usually the one doing it, which is really irritating.
I put 50%, I agree.
Okay, yeah, I put, okay. Okay, read the next one.
If you have to temporarily put your plans on hold, you make sure it is your top priority to get it back on track as soon as possible.
Totally disagree. I am a total homebody, and I do not want to hang out with anybody at all.
Well, it's saying if you do it yourself.
It is not my top priority to get back on track as soon as possible.
Okay.
I don't. Especially if you, like, spend your week working and stuff, I don't want to go and hang out with people because I'm tired.
Well, for me,
I don't want to give all that effort.
Yeah.
That goes back to the last question of having to talk about, keep a conversation going, you know?
Okay. Well, for me, if, like, plans are canceled, I don't really care anymore. It's not exciting. Like, it's exciting in the moment, but.
So, what is your answer to that question?
I just disagree because, like, it's exciting.
But you, I know you talk, like, you, if you and your friends make plans and they fall through, then you guys are always trying to make plans after that. More plans. So, like, okay. Well, that's your answer, so.
Okay.
On to the next. No. Keep your answer.
Okay. You rarely worry if you made a good impression on someone you meet.
Yes, I do. I agree with that one. Oh, no, I disagree with that one. Wait. Should I disagree or agree? No, I disagree because I really do worry about
yeah.
the impression I made.
For me, I don't.
You don't care? You're like.
Not really.
Then.
If they don't accept me for who I am, then
There you go. So you agree, right?
Yeah. It would be a challenge for you to spend your whole weekend by yourself without feeling bored.
I don't know.
We just talked about
this. I know, but now that I'm thinking about it, if I'm home, I don't know. I could do it.
So, if you were...
like, go shopping and everything? Like, go to Target, do whatever I want? No.
But then you'd be like, I wish I had someone to do this.
Like, with. Without you?
I guess, yeah.
I'd be very bored if you
were here. Yeah, exactly. If you're all by yourself.
We live together.
Yeah, so exactly if you were
all by yourself. Then, yes, I would feel bored.
Yeah, me too. I hate being alone. Like,
I know, you do.
I hate it. You are more of a detail-oriented than a big picture.
Yes, agree.
Okay, for me, I strongly disagree. Because yeah. I am a very big picture person.
Yes, you are.
Okay. You are very affectionate with people you care about. I say strongly agree because I care about the people that... I care about a lot.
So. Like, yeah, the people that are in my life.
Yeah. Like, if they deserve it.
Like, my family and stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, your cat.
Yes, I agree. But if I don't know you, then I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. The people that you care about.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what I said. Okay. You have a careful and...
methodical
approach to life.
I agree.
What does that mean?
I guess, like, you don't want to... What I take from it is you're careful on your approach to life. Like, you don't want to... I don't know. I'm getting that. You don't want to make mistakes and give people a bad impression. Right?
In my perspective...
Like, the reason I'm careful on my approach of life is because I don't want people to have an opinion on... a bad opinion on the way I carry myself.
Well, for me, I think it's, like, more set on rules.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's, well, thinking before you act.
Oh, yes. I definitely do.
I
strongly agree with that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I wish I could, but I often have that problem of acting before I think because I do what I feel in the moment. Even, like, with, you know, plans. You know that. Like,
yeah. So I definitely agree with this one.
I wish I did, but
I don't. Unless I'm, like... very mad.
Huh?
Unless I'm, like, very mad. But usually, yes. I agree with that. Okay. Next.
Yeah, so. You are still bothered by the mistakes you made a long time ago.
That's 100% for me. Yes.
Yeah. I say 25% because I don't really want to...
dwell on the past?
Yeah.
All right.
Parties and similar events, you can mostly be found further away from the action.
I'm going to put, how much is this, 25%?
Yeah.
Agree. Because if it's people I know, then I'll be all up in it. But if it's people I don't know, I will not even be there.
I think me too. Yeah. I don't know, because when I first meet people, I'm like, oh yeah, like, new people to meet.
I don't like going and talking.
Well, remember when we were at Jasmine's party and I was like talking to people I never even met before.
Sure.
So I get energy by that because I'm meeting new people and it's fun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I'm not in the action.
You like to mingle. I don't like meeting new people though.
So I say 25% too because.
Well, then I should go further down if you're going 25%. I should go towards disagree. Shouldn't I? At parties and summer events.
Wait. Actually, yeah, disagree. 25% disagree.
Okay, so I'm agree. Okay. Yeah, I put agree.
You often find it difficult to relate to people who let their emotions guide them.
I definitely do. I'm not an emotional person. I don't.
I disagree because I am an emotional person and I let my emotions guide, so I get it.
That's fine, yeah. Which one? Yeah.
Okay, 100%, sure. When looking for a movie to watch, you can spend ages browsing and catalog. That's you.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that one.
I say 25% agree because...
You did the same thing.
Well...
And you're always like, you do it, Maggie.
Okay, 50%?
I don't know. It's your answer.
Okay, fine. 100%. You can stay calm under a lot of pressure.
I think I can.
I said yes for me because I was a pitcher. Okay, well, because, like, as a pitcher...
I played sports, too.
There's a lot of pressure. And they always
throw me... I played sports, too, I know.
They always throw me in when there's bases loaded.
Okay, that's good. So you agree?
Yeah. When in a group of people you do not know, you have no problem jumping right into their conversation.
Disagree. I will not.
Well, I can talk to new people, but I would never interrupt their conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I would feel disrespectful.
No.
When you sleep, your dreams...
But what if it was something that was, like, intriguing to you? It was, like, an open conversation, and you're like, oh, yeah. Would you do that?
Yeah, that's kind of my thing to do.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
And then people be like...
Yeah, I would not do that, see?
They'd be like, what the heck? Okay, when you sleep, your dreams tend to be bizarre and fantastical.
I'll have to disagree. I haven't had a dream that I remember in, like...
Bad dreams?
I did just have a bad dream, actually. I had a nightmare about paranormal activity. And I was like, I haven't had a dream in, like, since we've been together over a year, so.
No.
Yeah, when was the last time I told you about a dream?
Last week.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. My paranormal activity dream, so I disagree with that one. What about you?
Okay, you...
You have a lot of dreams.
For me?
You have a lot of dreams.
Yeah, my dreams
they are bizarre.
Very vivid, and I was telling my dad today that I feel like my dreams predict the future. people may disagree with me, but I do have a lot of predictions in the future every time I dream, and they're very vivid.
Oh my gosh.
Or I think I have a different person. I like on the other side of the earth, you know, like how they have a parallel door.
Yeah.
And then this is me, and then in my dreams on the opposite side of the door.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know.
Strange. Maybe you are. So what's your answer on that?
Strongly
agree. Okay.
Because I can literally make movies off of my dreams, I think.
That's weird. I couldn't. It'd just be a black screen.
Haha. In your opinion, it is sometimes okay to step on others to get ahead in life?
I don't know. That's hard for me, Marissa.
I mean, if it has to do with, you know, getting a promotion.
Yeah, okay, but it's like I would never cheat to get to.
No, that has nothing to do with cheating. It has to do with.
If it was me,
It had to do with
your emotions. Or somebody else, then I would do what it takes. Yes.
It had to do with your emotions and how, like.
I don't think.
For me, if it had to do with, well.
I'm just going to put the middle one.
I'm going to say agree because sometimes you got to be selfish in order to be successful. Nothing personal.
But it is personal to the other person.
I mean, if that success is very important to me.
So you would walk over somebody? Yes?
If I had to, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that's a hard one for me.
But if it's, like, something very mild, like, then no. Like, if it's not worth it. But if it's worth it, then I'll do it.
Yeah.
So sometimes it is okay.
So you 100% agree with that?
Yeah, if it's worth it.
To get ahead in life.
Yeah, if it's worth it.
I don't know. I don't think I would step on others.
I apologize, but if it's worth it to get success in life, and a lot of people may hate me for it.
I'm going to put disagree.
Okay. I sound rude for saying that.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
You are dedicated and focused on your goals, only rarely getting sidetracked.
Would you step on me to get ahead in life?
Well, I want to work in the same field with you.
Would you?
Sure. It says sometimes, okay, so.
So no?
No.
Good, okay. Carry on.
Okay. You are dedicated and focused on your goals, only rarely getting sidetracked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that one.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. If you said it!
No, I may be, like, spontaneous, but, you know, I have those specific goals that I always...
Yeah, like, school and stuff. Yeah. I agree. Okay.
If you make a mistake, you tend to start doubting yourself, your abilities, or your knowledge.
Yes, 100%. I don't know why, but...
I say 50%.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know, because I hate failure.
I do, too, and I hate making mistakes. I hate it.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
Yeah, but it's something that I will think about for... If I make, like... Yeah, that's... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't dwell on it.
I will dwell on it.
Because I know what my worth is, so...
Yeah, as much as I wish I don't, I do. I don't know why. It just really gets under my skin.
Yeah, when you try to prepare for an interview, you literally watch YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah, for the... I prepare 2 days before the interview.
So and then you, like, write down what they're going to ask you and stuff.
It's yeah,
like,
and answers to the questions.
I'm like...
I don't like to fail.
Okay. When at a social event, you rarely try to introduce yourself to new people and mostly talk to the ones you already know.
Definitely.
I disagree.
If it is somebody that my friends know, then I will have a conversation with them. Introduce myself, that's about it. But
I always talk to new people.
I know, that's good. I wish I had that quality, but I don't know why, I just can't.
It's fine.
I don't like it, so I put agree.
Okay. Well, I mean, I disagree, for sure.
You disagree, okay.
But after I get to know them, then I'm like shy, I don't know why.
That's weird. Yeah, that's weird. Total opposite for me.
Okay, you usually lose interest in a discussion when it gets philosophical.
Philosophical.
I blame it on my hearing. But do you usually lose interest?
Mm.
It has to do with, like, knowledge or...
Yes. Just by that word,
okay,
I definitely...
Like, for example, aliens?
Just by that word, I definitely did lose interest.
Yeah, I mean, like, I have no idea what it meant, so... Wait, no, I do. But...
Not about aliens.
No, like...
I love talking about stuff like that, but not, like, knowledgeable. Like
history...
Nope. I hate it. Like, I definitely lose interest.
Values, reason, you know, how things work, how the world works... Okay, I would say 50%.
I like people's values and stuff.
No, yeah, like karma.
Oh yeah, like, but.
Yeah, like, what are your values? What are your?
Well, we're not gonna get into that.
Okay, I know, but like, that's what that word means.
So I guess I'll just put middle because I don't know.
I say 25% disagree.
I think I lose interest. Okay, next.
You would never let yourself cry in front of others. Huh?
So. I agree. Well, you and my parents are the only people that have seen me cry.
I don't like it.
But, okay.
I hate it. I would never, I can't.
I don't cry in front of people either. You've only seen me cry, what, like twice? You've seen me cry, what, like twice?
More.
I've not cried that much.
5 times.
No, Marissa. Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Don't shh. She went shh. Yeah.
Okay, well, you're making me feel bad for all the times I have cried.
I don't care. No, that's fine. That's good that you can show your emotions. When I do it, I think that's great. I feel weak when I do it, though.
Well, I cry because that's how, cause when I feel too much at once, that's how I deal with it.
That's just how you get it out.
Like, I don't even cry because I'm upset. I just cry because I can't deal with anything. Like, when I'm stressed, I cry. Like, it's too much for me. So that's kind of like my way of letting things out.
Yeah, my outlet is like anger.
My outlet is crying. I know. You feel more drawn to places with bustling and busy atmosphere.
No. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah,
Wait, finish the question. Sorry.
So, like, for example, if
you... No, you gotta finish reading it.
What?
You didn't read the whole thing.
Okay, you feel more drawn to places with bustling and busy atmosphere than to more quiet and intimate ones.
Definitely from where I live. You know, it's not crazy over here.
Okay, so for example, if you
like the city or here?
BJ's.
So, like, this living in the city or, like, where you live or here, kind of, right?
Oh, yeah, like, city or...
Yeah. Suburb or countryside.
Yeah.
Yes, I definitely like the quiet, so I...
Definitely disagree.
I'm going to disagree 100%.
Yeah, me too. You like discussing different views and theories on what the world could look like in the future. Like aliens?
Yeah. But, I mean, not like, climate change and all that, no.
Literally, my second or third episode, I talked about aliens.
So, my answer to that is no. Aliens, yeah. So, I'll just put this one. What's that one?
25% disagree?
Yeah.
25% disagree. Wait. Yeah, I usually try to focus in the moment. So.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to making life-changing choices, you mostly listen to your heart rather than your head. Strongly agree. 100%.
You do?
Yeah. 100%.
I don't know. I haven't had to make any life-changing choices.
Like, for example, moving.
Let's see.
Your head or your heart, or choosing your job, or...
Wait, I'm going to put the middle because I don't know.
Okay. You cannot imagine yourself dedicating your life to the study of something that you cannot see, touch, or experience.
Oh, like what? What do you think? I would say I disagree. No, I agree. I couldn't do that. I'm too hands-on.
It had to do with, like, your feelings or thoughts. I don't know. Something like...
No, sensitive. It's too hands-on. I'm too hands-on.
Yeah.
I couldn't. So I'm gonna agree.
Well, for me, I like video editing, so...
Well, you can see that.
Yeah, so... Disagree. Wait, no.
No, put agree. Read it.
Oh, yeah. Agree. You usually prefer to get your revenge rather than forgive. Agree. 100%.
No, Marissa. You don't give people revenge. I've never seen you get, like, try and get revenge on somebody.
Well, when I'm mad, I just, like... Yeah. I have. Sometimes when I'm really mad.
But that's not... Okay.
Okay, well, I'll put 20...
No, put what you think.
Okay.
Don't let me do that. Okay. I'm gonna say depends, so I'm gonna do the middle.
You often make decisions on a whim. So, like...
No.
I do. 100%.
No. I disagree.
Okay. The time you spend just by yourself often ends up being more interesting and satisfying than the time you spend with other people.
Disagree. Kind of agree.
I say 25%. Disagree because it depends on the person.
I said middle.
Oh, yeah. I'm never...
This really does depend on...
Yeah, it depends on the person.
Yeah.
You often put special effort into Oh, my God.
Interpreting?
Yeah. The real meaning or the message of a song or a movie.
Do I do that?
I do.
Not movies, but I will, like, listen to music or, like, certain songs and be, like, understandable. No, I'm going to disagree.
You always know exactly what you want.
I'm going to agree 75%.
Why? You literally can't pick a movie to watch.
That's why I put 75%, but usually on big things, I'll be like, I want that.
Yeah. I'll put that too. Because, like, I don't know what career I want.
Exactly.
So, you...
Wait, so you... Okay. You always know exactly what you want.
I do.
Okay.
You rarely think back on the choices you made and wonder what you could have done differently.
And not rarely. So I disagree?
Yeah. I put...
I do that a lot.
25%. No, I put agree because, well, I don't know. I'll put neutral. Depends. When in a public place, you usually stick to quieter and less crowded areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. 100%. And then you tend to focus on present realities rather than future possibilities.
No. I always think about my future. What about you? What about you?
Present realities, for sure.
All right, next.
Did you put in your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. You often have a hard time understanding other people's feelings.
Yes, I do. No, I don't.
I definitely disagree. I understand other people's feelings, for sure.
I don't know. I work with kids, so I have to understand their feelings. But...
You don't understand my
feelings, though. When it comes to, like, adults being sad or, like, acting some type of way about something, I don't understand because...
I
think that you should have the skills to work it out yourself. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And not, like, if you... So, I don't know. I guess I'll do middle. Right?
Yeah.
That probably sounds dumb, but...
Yeah, because you sometimes, like, why do people act like that?
Like, yeah, I get it that... I understand how... Well, I guess I shouldn't...
But we are literally...
I understand that everybody has feelings, yes.
But when we were watching that TV show, remember, like, Kirk and from... For Bama Shore, Kirk and Amy. And then when Kirk said that he punched the wall, he's like, I'm going to hit you. And then you're like, well, that's kind of... I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I do.
And you know how Amy acted like that and she pushed him wall. I understand why she got mad.
Yeah, and I understand why Kirk got mad. You didn't understand why Kirk got mad.
I understand why Kirk got mad because he's sensitive.
But you didn't understand. Yeah, okay. That's a good example, but...
Okay.
Next.
I understand. Yeah. So, do you change your answer now?
I do understand people's feelings.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When starting to work on a project, you prefer to make as many decisions up front as possible. Silent.
No.
Very silent.
Yeah. Well, you can answer it. I don't think I do.
When starting to work on a project, you prefer to make as many... No.
Nope.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
When you know something, I mean someone, very highly of you, you also wonder how long it will be until they become disappointed.
Definitely. 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 Agree.
Yeah, I always think that. You feel comfortable just walking up to someone you find interesting and striking up a conversation.
Heck to the no.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Nope. Disagree.
Nope.
No.
You often drift away into daydreaming about various ideas and scenarios.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I space out a lot, yes.
Yeah, me too. You look after yourself first and others come and say, no?
No. Like, when it comes to my family, they definitely come first.
Mm-hmm.
And I come second.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So... But I don't know what it means by others. Like, just me compared to others? Mm-hmm. Not my family?
Anyone.
I'm a protector, but...
Yeah, me too.
So I'm gonna disagree with this one.
No. I don't know. What do you think for me?
I don't think I... Huh?
What do you think for me?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think others come second. Because when other people are happy, I'm happy.
You mean... So do you look after yourself first?
No. When other people are happy, I'm happy.
Okay, so... You don't need to ask me.
Okay. Even when you have planned a particular daily routine... You usually end up doing what you feel like at any given moment. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm, what?
You always have a routine.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So disagree?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I say definitely agree because, I always do... You know,
like, you're spontaneous.
Yeah. But, like, if I want to eat ice cream and I said I didn't want to eat ice cream, I eat it now. And then, what? I don't know. Because I hate sticking to routine. Like, oh my
God. Oh, I love routine.
I'm going to wake up.
I'm so boring. I love routine.
Yeah, sometimes. But, wake up, drink coffee. Do the same thing over and over, and then I wake up, I'm like, I don't want to do the same thing I did.
See, I love to do that. I love to do that because I love to know, like, time periods, how much time I'm going to have to do something. And I just love being able to have something, like, just plan out my day. Like, every morning before work, every night before I go to bed, I'll put in all my stuff for my coffee. I'll make everything I can that I can put back in the fridge for my lunch. Like, I have such a routine. I'm such a routine-oriented person.
I'm not, because, like, I wake up and think every day's a new day.
I know, you get mad.
Every day's a new
day. She doesn't like the routine. Yeah, I like it. I don't know why.
You don't wake up and think every day's a new day?
No.
Whoa.
Of course I do. I'm like, it's a new day. It wasn't yesterday, but it's nice to have that thing that doesn't change.
Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, I'll wake up and if I watch TV or play video games the day before I wake up, I'll be like, oh, I want to play video games again. But then later I get bored and I'm like, I don't want to keep doing the same thing over and over. I want to try something new. I don't want to keep eating the same thing over and over. I want to try something new.
Well, I guess, but... Like, okay.
But yeah, but you definitely agree because... You literally do the same thing at the same exact time. Seriously. You're like...
This podcast was not in my routine today. Stressing me out.
There's so much growling. See, it's fun to like spice things up sometimes. Just do something that you don't even know, or something you don't even.
I know I'm having like anxiety about the litter box that I've been trying to.
The litter box.
Yeah.
She like put the top part, that the filter in there.
Oh.
We still have 5 more minutes.
Okay, keep going.
Well, I mean, but we're gonna do part 2.
Yeah.
Next episode, so just stay there, Tune in. You'll find our results.
Tune in. We have done 75% of the test, and we'll do the next 25, I guess. Right?
Yeah, and then I'll explain our answers, and...
Oh, you should tell them what the other test that we took with the colors.
I already discussed.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
But,
That's a good one.
Next episode, we're gonna continue this test, and then we're gonna find our results, and then I'll explain what the results mean, and what the 16 personality test stands for, and the psychology behind all of that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Pretty much.
Why are you laughing like that?
I don't know. Take it away, Marissa. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Will you come back on next time?
Oh, you'll just have to listen and find out. Oh, Lord.
Hey, y'all, cool Captain Kittens. Huh? I said, hey, y'all, cool Captain Kittens.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
Of course. Stop making me laugh. This is supposed to be a serious thing. Sorry. Anyways, so tune in for part 2. You're listening to Limiting the Negative Mind on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you.